Sisters and longtime food bank volunteers Tammy Fay and Jacqueline Fay have organized a community cupboard opening today in Sackville. The cupboard is a 24/7 stash of basic food and supplies, anything from granola bars and cereal to tampons to COVID-19 test kits, which is available to anyone in need at any time. CHMA caught up with the Fays to find out a bit more about the community cupboard at its location just behind the wheelchair ramp entrance to the Sackville Commons facing the trail.
Great. I'm Jacqueline Fay. I've lived in Sackville for about almost 40 years now, so longer than anywhere else I've lived. And I've been involved in the food bank off and on for about 30 years.
I'm Tammy Fay.
Also longtime Sackville resident?
Yeah, we moved here in 91. My husband was from Sackville. So. And then I started volunteering at the food bank about 15 years ago. So it's been a while.
So tell me about how this works.
Sure. It's called a community cupboard. We heard about it first through Heather. She had done some research, and apparently there's quite a few of them around different places, you know, not as many in New Brunswick as other places, but so it's just a cupboard where people can come and they can take some food instead of having to wait maybe until Wednesday when the food bank is open. It just makes it a lot easier. A lot of people are working, they can't get out, you know, to the food bank. So that's another thing we're doing actually right now. We're starting next Tuesday. We will be open from 6:30 to 7:30 in the evening. And this is brand new for us. We've never been open in the evening. And just for people that can't make it to the food bank Wednesday morning. Okay. So, yeah.
So you're going to have those expanded hours at the food bank. And then this is, I guess, 24/7.
Yeah.
And every second day or so, like, we have people that are going to be monitoring it. But we have one member that she walks her dog up and down here all the time, so she can check. I mean, she had the cupboard and one of the doors blew off in a storm, and she was right on it. She, you know, we're very, very
proactive.
Quick. Yeah, very proactive. Yeah. If something's wrong, we're going to know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And so this is a trial run, you're saying, because you have something bigger in mind. Can you tell me a bit about the plans?
We're planning on, I think it's, 10?
8 by 10.
And we'll have heat in it and a fridge so that we can have, you know, fresh vegetables and milk and heat it so we don't have to worry about cans bursting or, you know, jars shattering.
Yeah.
And so we can put more in it. But it'll be the same thing. It's doesn't cost anybody anything. You just come when you need it. And if you have other things you want to trade for something, that's okay too. Like, we take other things if they want, you know, to leave something, to take something.
Yeah, that's why there's a little sign.
Right, yeah. So I was going to ask that. So, yeah, so you're okay with people coming in saying, oh, I have these noodles and I don't like them. I'm going to donate them to someone else who might want them.
Yep,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. Yeah. Right. Yep, people can give back.
I see you even have some COVID-19 testing kits in there. That's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get those at the food bank, so, yeah, we can pass them on.
Awesome. All right. Anything people should know about? Any last things you'd like to point out about this new project?
It's available 24/7, and you just take what you need and leave what you can. If people just have things they want to donate to it, that's fine too. If it won't fit at the moment or anything, they can just drop it off at the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
We're open there Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they can contact us by phone or by Facebook, or, you know, like if there's something that people would like to see that we don't have in there, but chances are we do have it. We're expanding the food bank even. We've got a little addition for storage and that. So it's a growing concern.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But we're growing right along with it. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
Okay. Yeah. So the expanded hours will give, you know, more flexibility for people coming in to pick up food.
Yes.
Have you also been noticing, like, are the numbers of people using the food bank on the increase, as we might expect in this age of high inflation we're in?
It has.
Definitely. Right across the country. Yeah, not even just in Sackville or just in New Brunswick, but everywhere. Yeah, right across. It's getting to be really widespread. Definitely more and more people all the time.
Okay. I think we've got 30-some-odd new families since April. Okay. Like, that's a lot when you figure.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, you get, they kind of call them couch surfing kids and that, that are just 16, 17, but for some reason have to be out of home, and so they go and stay at friends and stuff. So this way, they can come and grab something to help them pay their way a little bit too, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely for everybody, like all ages. Doesn't matter if you're a teenager or if you're, you know, 90 years old. That doesn't matter. Nobody should go hungry.
No.
That's Tammy Fay and Jacqueline Fay, volunteers who have set up a trial community cupboard located outside the Sackville Commons on Lawrence Street, just behind the wheelchair ramp facing the trail. As the Fays mentioned, a more permanent community cupboard is in development. Students at Tanchamar Regional High School are working on building a small structure to house a larger cupboard and fridge so that fresh veggies and dairy products can be made available, in addition to the weatherproof dry goods that are available now. The current smaller cupboard was also put together with help from TRHS students. The cupboard is open to all at any time, and as the Fays said, the Sackville Food Bank will now have expanded hours with an additional pickup session on Tuesday evenings starting next week.